Thank you for tuning into my show. My name is Jariah Monet. Let's get lit and locked in.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning into another episode. Before we get tuned into the episode, I want you guys to go ahead and check out this motivational clip of the week.
Here to get your money right, huh?
All the time, I mean, you know, all that is cool for the image and all that, but all them is liabilities, you feel me? I'd rather invest in some real estate, you know what I'm saying?
Something can you repeat that again, man? You're up and coming artist, what did you say you want
to
do?
I said invest in some assets as opposed to trick off my money on some liabilities like diamonds, you know what I'm saying? Cars that lose value, so you drive them off the lot.
So you're trying to get land.
Exactly, homie. A real asset. Take care of my peoples, cause you know it look good, but at the end of the day, you losing value, homie. It ain't appreciating, it's depreciating.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that motivational clip of the week as much as I did. It was another Nipsey Hussle interview. I love Nipsey. I'm a huge Nipsey fan. He's always dropping knowledge and wisdom. So I hope you guys got something out of that motivational clip. I do want to say is, you know, if you're not invested in anything, you know, really take the time out of your day and really do the research, you know, take about 15-20 minutes to really do some research and figure out ways to create passive income. I hear a lot of people talk about creating generational wealth and, you know, want to be financially free, you know. It's so many ways to make money nowadays, especially in this day and age. Like, you can make money on your phone. So it's just like, yo, there's so many ways to make money. Just really, if you really want the money, you know, you're going to sit down and take the time out and figure out, come up with a plan on how you're going to, you know, get that money, how you're going to execute. You know what I'm saying? So it's just so many ways to make passive income. Real estate, foreign exchange, stocks, wholesaling. There's just so many ways to make money nowadays. So, you know, if you're always complaining you're broke, you know, it really sounds like a personal problem, honestly. And I'm not saying that just to kind of be like, you know, some cocky shit, but like, that's a personal problem. Because like I said, there's so many people on social media dropping free game on how you can create passive income. So there shouldn't be an excuse, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, there's just really so many ways nowadays to make money. Especially if you don't want to work a 9-to-5 forever. I know everybody doesn't want to work a 9-to-5 forever, but do your research, get in them books. Honestly, that's what I did. I've been studying financial education for about 4 years now. It was just something, you know, because I was at work and I was just like, you know what? Is this really gonna be my life forever? I was like, is this gonna be my life forever? So I just did research while I was at work on my break. I was just doing some research on how to make money. And it was one of my followers. They were doing the there was some charts, but on the foreign exchange, it was charts that he kept posting. Money. I'm just like, yo, what the hell is that? I didn't know what it was, and I was kind of scared to ask him because I didn't want to be nosy. So I did research on stocks. So I had took an online I had went to this like it was this class on I think the stock market in, I forgot where I was at, somewhere around, I think it was in Charlotte somewhere. So I had went, and then they brought up foreign exchange. So I was like, okay, what the hell is that? So the dude was like, he was saying, you know, that's where you're going to make the most money is foreign exchange. Didn't really pay attention to it when I left. So I think it was another week at work. So I researched it. I'm like, what the hell is foreign exchange? Almost the same thing as the stock market, except for it's more volatile, so it's more like fast moving. It's not to like where a stock where you have to you know, you'll buy it or sell it and hold it for about years and shit like that. No, the foreign exchange is like 24/7 except for Saturday, and you know, it's just fast moving. It's like courses and shit you could take or whatever, but I'm not gonna get too in depth into it on this episode because there's other things I'm gonna talk about. But yeah, like ever since then I was just really infatuated, and my first book that I bought was How to Make Money in Stocks. And like the chart was so damn confusing. I'm like, yo, what the hell is this shit? Like, I can't read this. I'm like, I'm not gonna get it. So I was gonna quit, but I was like, you know what, let me keep going. Eventually, you know, over the time, you know, watching YouTube videos, I had wasted money investing in courses and these bullshit ass courses and shit like that. Like, I had lost money in the charts, by jumping in too fast. It was just a whole bunch of money I had wasted. But it was a learning lesson during that trial and error. So, I mean, I'm still invested into it, but like I said, over the time, you know, when you do invest into yourself, you know, there's going to be trial and error period. So, you know, you are going to win some money, you are going to lose some, just so I can make that clear. But yeah, like I said, foreign exchange was, you know, something I was infatuated with. I still am. Even like real estate, I do want to get into real estate as well. It's just really so many ways to create passive income, you know what I'm saying? And if you're consistent with that, you know, what I would advise you, if anybody wants to get into like investing or anything, what I advise you to do is, you know, if you're working a 9-to-5, just continue to work that 9-to-5 and, you know, use some of that money out of your checks and start putting aside, instead of saving it, well, you save it to invest, you know what I'm saying? Save it to invest. So start investing your money and make sure that you know, that money that you're making on the side, make sure it's consistent for about like 6 to 12 months. And I promise you, you'll be set. I think I did mention this in the last podcast. But anyway, the real topic I wanted to talk about is I was just talking with a few people the weekend. And, you know, we was talking about how, you know, if love can be a distraction when you're like chasing your dreams and goals and stuff like that. And, you know, personally, my opinion, what I think is, it really kind of depends on that person's, their mindset. Like, if you're dealing with someone who has the same drive, who has the same goals and motivation, that hustle mentality, you know, if they have all of that, you know, that relationship is definitely going to work out, honestly, because if they have, especially if they have something already going for themselves, I don't see it as a distraction because, honestly, you know, if I got something going for myself and my dude got something going for himself, we can, you know, come together and, you know, build something. You know, the next relationship I do, you know, end up with, I want to build something. I want them to be a benefit and an addition to, on top of what I've already created for myself. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's really important. I feel like nowadays, like, relationships... there's a lot of wasted relationships. Like, people spend years and years together, and it's just kind of like nobody's really building anything together. Everybody's either laid up in a crib or in the car and just, you know, shit like that. It's kind of like, well, if we plan on being together for this long or marrying each other, why don't we create something? Like, let's go on business trips or, you know, to networking events, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just don't want another wasted relationship. And I feel like as long as that person really has that same mentality as you, is on your level mentally, financially, I'm not saying this person really has to be rich, but, you know, make sure you have, you know, some steady income. Don't really kind of depend on me. But, yeah, just if they have that same mentality as you, yo, y'all can be like a power couple. Like, I feel like that really kind of builds a relationship, a stronger bond, honestly. But if that person doesn't have the same mindset as you, like mentally, doesn't have that drive, they don't really have anything going for themselves, then it's like, I don't really, you know, need you. You know what I'm saying? Especially if I got something going on for myself. Like, why would I do that to myself? You know, that's a big red flag for me. And I'm just kind of speaking from experience. Like, if I'm with somebody who doesn't have drive, motivation, or that hustle mentality, you can't do anything for me. You're not being an asset. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you are not being an asset to me. And it's kind of like, why would I do that to myself? Because at the end of the day, you know, if I end up with somebody who, you know, isn't really on the same level as me mentally or financially, it's kind of like, then your problems are going to end up becoming my problems since we're a couple. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just speaking from experience. Like, this has happened to me before. Like, you know, at one point I had everything going for myself. You know, I was focused on my craft, this, that, and the third, on my music. Met somebody, you know, time is invested almost 2 years. It was 2 years, actually. I didn't know this person was, you know, struggling financially or anything like that. It was just a bunch of lies. And, you know, just shit started going left. And, you know, his problems became my problems. And it just kind of really put me in a bad situation financially and mentally. And I had lost myself during that process. Like, I ended up selling all of my studio equipment, just to make sure, you know, that person that I was dealing with had money. You know, it was just a lot of money. Like, I was, like, really, like, putting into this dude, and it's like all that shit went to waste. It was a learning lesson. Honestly, I don't regret anything, because if I didn't go through that, honestly, I really don't think I would be the woman I am today. Honestly. But yeah, it was just a lot for me. I lost myself in the process. I would cut my studio session short, that because I was working with my producer that I worked with at the time. You know, I was working with him, and I just cut my session short, and I couldn't really focus. So it's kind of like, once, you know, I ended things or whatever, we ended things, I didn't really jump right back into the music, because like I said, now I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do. Do I really want to do music? I was just really questioning myself, and it's kind of like, I was really distracted for about 2 years, honestly, and I'm mad I threw it all away, because I'm like, damn, I could have been farther than what I am. But like I said, it happens to everybody, honestly. But like I said, it's just a learning lesson. Like, I just know from here on out, I know what I, you know, what I want in a person and don't want in a person. So that's just my personal opinion, honestly. Like I said, just find somebody, you know, who, like, has the same mindset as you, honestly. Mindset is everything. I don't care what nobody says. Motherfucker may be ugly, but got the best mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'd rather choose him than a motherfucker who look good and don't, you know, their mindset is, like, real shitty and things like that. They're more worried about looking good than anything. But that's really what I wanted to talk about. My week was just, like, really, like, an eye-opening week for me, honestly, you guys. Like, all I can say is, like, for anybody who has, like, doubted me or anything like that, anybody, you know, who isn't really, you know, supporting me or anything like that, like, listen, I'm stepping on next, and I'm not letting up. I'm not letting up. Like, honestly, I've been praying to God. Like, my situation is finally turning around. Like, God is so good, you guys. Like, honestly, like, you know, if you're on an entrepreneurship journey or whatever it is, like, keep praying. The universe is always listening. Make sure your intentions are always good. You know, what you put out in the universe is exactly what you're gonna get back. And also, how you handle, like, if you're going through anything in life, your situations, you know, how you handle your situation is exactly what you're gonna get back. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, just make sure your intentions are pure and good. Make sure you're treating people the way that you want to be treated, you know, because all that energy comes back in some way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure that you are, you know, showing thanks, gratitude. Like, you know, I got to remind you guys this, because, you know, God is always listening. God is always listening. Whether we don't think he is or not, he's always listening. And, like, God has really shown himself to me this week. So I'm happy. It's a slow process. But like I said, I've been practicing patience and discipline. I'm also, it's been almost 3 weeks since I've been on this plant-based diet. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about it. It's really a mindset thing. A lot of people, when they say, oh, you're on vegan, it's not that. There are a lot of people kind of misjudging. It's not that bad, honestly. Like, you just really kind of make all your favorite foods, but more plant-based. I'm still trying to ease up off the dairy. I mean, I haven't been eating a lot of it, but like I said, I've been paying attention to more ingredients and everything like that, and I've been cooking more. So it's really easy. Like, vegan food is really quick and easy to make. But I'll let you guys know more about that sooner or later. But I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank the people who have been listening faithfully. You guys are just really so amazing. Like, I'm almost at my goal for the month of February. I'm just going to continue to, you know, post positive content. Honestly, I feel like we need that in this generation. It's just more positive content, honestly, because I was just talking with one of my friends. I'm just saying, like, I'm tired of these blog sites, these negative blog sites. You know what I'm saying? Like, The Shade Room and, like, Baller Alert and all that. It's just, like, it's crazy how people are really attracted to negativity. Like, the comments under the Shade Room are really toxic. Like, people really have no chill. I'm just, like, I had to unfollow them. Like, it was just so crazy how these people are making these, like, negative ass comments. And it's just like, people really have time to sit there and comment under these blog sites all day? And even like with the Shade Room, I feel like, I don't know, they really do be tearing down black people. I don't care what nobody says. Like, you guys just really find a way. You know what you're doing when you're posting these things, and you know the type of comments and reaction that you're gonna get. So I just feel like they're just negative, honestly, and I don't want to surround myself with any negative people. So I'm just like, you know, with this podcast, I'm like, let me try something different, more of a positive outlook, you know, especially for not even just black community, honestly, for everybody, honestly. I just want to create an uplifting, positive platform. I feel like even some of these other podcasts and like I said, blog sites, you know, they all talk about the same shit. Like, these radio stations, they all talk about the same shit. Like, everybody's always infatuated with the celebrity news and what's going on in the media and shit like that. Everybody's talking about the same shit. I was like, well, let me switch it up and try to, like, you know, do something different, more on a positive outlook, honestly, because I don't have time to kind of really sit there and kind of really talk about other people's lives all day. I'm just like, I don't have time for it. I'm like, you hear it all the time. Like, people say the same, like, provide the same negative content. I'm just kind of tired of it. So, but yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'm kind of getting better at this podcast stuff. I'm trying not to stutter over my words. I'm trying to plan them out a little bit better, but it'll come as I continue to keep doing it. But like I said, you guys have been amazing. I just want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. You guys continue to show love, support. I hope everybody has a great weekend coming up, and you guys stay safe, and I'll see you guys next episode. Slide, baby, when we gon' slide.